Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody, you are living through a plan of Norm Eisen, Mark Elias, Valerie Jarrett, many others. How's their plan going? We diagnose it as we are here live this week. When other people take time off, we are in the chair giving you content that you guys deserve. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, everybody, at charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. When you become an exclusive member, you can listen to our interviews before that they are posted in real time. You can listen to all of our conversations without advertisers. We have Steve Bannon up there, Jonathan Isaac, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tucker Carlson, Ben Carson. So go to charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. It's a great way to support us and to get behind what we are doing. That is charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. We provide exclusive content beyond our daily show that defends freedom and fights for our values. And get on to the know what's really happening in our country. It helps us out significantly. It's affordable for all income levels. charliekirk.com Insider or Insider Plus. We're going to be growing it as a community. You guys can comment and communicate with me directly. charliekirk.com. It's going to be amazing. We're really trying to scale this up heading into 2024. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com for a gift of any amount at tpusa.com. You guys can get the college scam. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The bad guys, the Marxists, the globalists, the totalitarians, the autocrats, we call them the left, the regime, whatever you want to call them. It's very hard to capture the traumatic event that was 2016. When we don't get our way as conservatives, for example, when Donald Trump did not become president after the 2020 election, it was disappointing, but I wouldn't say it was traumatizing for me. It wasn't something where it created a PTSD style, you know, searing in my consciousness and my identity. It was motivating. It was sad to see Joe Biden, a traitor to the United States, become president in an election that I don't think that he won fairly at all, in a drive-by shooting of the U.S. Constitution. In fact, I wouldn't say he won at all. I just happened to say he got more votes than Donald Trump. It wasn't traumatizing, but it was heavy. When the bad guys didn't get their way in 2016, it was as if they experienced what could be best summarized as a repeating traumatic event. It was seared into the neuroplasticity of their brain. It became their identity. They can't believe that it happened for many reasons, not just because they hated Donald Trump, but the smart ones knew what it meant. The smart ones knew, for example, that they're going to have to live with a Trump Supreme Court for 5 years, 10 years. They're still living with that. Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch. They had to live with the circuit court judges and live with the adjustments and the solving of the border crisis. They have to live with the embassy in Jerusalem. These are long-lasting generational wins, and they literally screamed to the sky. They couldn't believe it. that something that was supposed to happen, Hillary Rodham Clinton, was supposed to be the last step in the revolution, the election that ended all elections. And it wasn't just that Donald Trump won, it's that he was a different type of Republican. It'd be one thing if Jeb Bush upset Hillary Clinton, whatever, you get all the same stuff. The borders remain open, you go invade Russia, you get a bunch of foreigners from Somalia, business as usual, just a debate on corporate tax cuts and minor adjustments on judges. That's it. It's not civilizational altering stuff. Donald Trump was different, and they knew it. Now, this video perfectly captures the searing, the trauma that so many of these people felt. Play cut 10.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States. President Obama is the ex-president.
I am so sorry to my world. I am so sorry to my world. This is not what we want.
We will face challenges.
There's so much potential.
But we will get the job done.
For beauty and for devastation.
Every 4 years we gather
in this one moment, it's almost incomprehensible that they can exist right now. So.
And we are grateful.
So
for
close.
President Obama.
Conservatives on college campuses, I remember we were running Turning Point groups. They said, I felt unsafe on college campuses because people were in outrage, screaming into the sky. The moment that was the most traumatic, though, was election night. When all of a sudden it happened, as Ernest Hemingway would say, gradually then suddenly, they saw power be put in jeopardy. What was a certainty became an uncertainty. Let's play cut 9.
This is where we stood coming into the night. 268 to 204, so clearly an advantage for Secretary Clinton.
Florida had been going back and forth, just changed again. It's only 11,000 vote lead just now, it changed.
Math on your feet, I like this.
Anderson, this night is turning out to be a real nail biter.
All along, the Trump campaign has been saying that Florida's a must win for them.
Absolutely.
And I mean,
they can't win without it.
Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida.
You know, I'm guessing that the people in Brooklyn, I can see their fingers.
That's
probably
Hillary Clinton headquarters.
Yeah, fingers probably bleeding because there's no more nail to bite.
I wouldn't call anything encouraging for Hillary Clinton at the moment, to be honest with you, my friend.
Wolf, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed. I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president.
This is the people rising up saying it's time to listen to us. It's time to listen to us in Michigan and Wisconsin and work for the people.
Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
I can't put into words. That's still one of the greatest nights of my life. It doesn't hit, you know, meeting your child for the first time when your child is born. It doesn't get to that level, but it's top 10. I got to be honest. Not as good as my wedding night and getting married, but whew, top 10. I remember exactly where I was. I was there in New York. I saw it. I was at Trump Tower with Don Jr. For us, it was a celebration moment for the bad guys seared into their memory. They said to themselves, never again. The same two words that they would say about the Holocaust, they'll say about Donald Trump. I know that might sound radical for some of you. They take it even more seriously. Never again. Never again. Never again. Mark Benioff and Norm Eisen and Mark Elias and Loreen Powell Jobs. Right near the midterms of last year, when Donald Trump was saying, I'm going to run, there was obviously some sort of a meeting. There was a meeting between mega donors, Soros, Reid Hoffman, Mackenzie Bezos. And they had to make a decision. They had to make a decision of how they were going to handle Donald Trump not giving up. They tried to warn him, leaking stories to the Washington Post, raiding Mar-a-Lago. Understand, the reason they raided Mar-a-Lago was multifaceted. The raid of Mar-a-Lago was the final warning shot to Trump. The raid of Mar-a-Lago was like, dude, if we can't get your attention with a raid in your home, then all bets are off. The raid of Mar-a-Lago happened in August of 2022, August of last year. An unprecedented raiding of a private residence over documents? No, they did it as a message. They tried to get Trump's attention. But Trump is wired differently. It only makes him want to fight harder. You're never going to find someone like him and for another 100 years. You're never going to. They, of course, wanted to move the Overton window, set the precedent for indictments. But, and Trump says this, Rachel Maddow says this, it's very simple, that if Trump would have got raided at Mar-a-Lago and then would have backed off in December of last year and said, you know what, I'm not going to run for president, screw it, Donald Trump would not be under indictment. Now Donald Trump would not be facing 700 years in prison. He'd plead down, have to do community service or whatever, and he could golf the rest of his life. But the raid on Mar-a-Lago was a boom. It was a warning shot. And Trump doubled down. So there was obviously some sort of a meeting in November of last year. And in the meeting, and I'm speculating, but you could fill in the dots here, was Norm Eisen. We're going to talk extensively about him. There was Mark Elias, who we know was the architect of the shadow campaign that tilted the 2020 election, according to Molly Ball, Time Magazine. There were mega donors or representatives of mega donors. Barack Hussein Obama or his surrogate Valerie Jarrett was there. And the meeting was probably a robust discussion. And one day we will learn that this came out of this meeting. Eric Holder was probably there, and they probably debated the Trump problem. Seared into their memory was the 2016 trauma, and they made a conscious decision in this meeting. They debated, they went back and forth, and post that meeting, the consensus was this, and the more aggressive voices won the debate because they probably said, oh, should we just not take him seriously, just ignore him? You know, we did it once, we could do it again. They said, no. They slammed their fist on the table and Mark Elias and Norm Eisen said, no, full force, full throttle, full aggression, no excuses. There are no rules. He is Hitler. We must do what is necessary. And post that meeting, you are now living through their Dresden on the conservative movement. Hey, everybody, I want to introduce you to the Artillery Tea Company. Artillery Tea is the premium tea for freedom-loving patriots. I drink tea every day, and Artillery Tea Company is the brand that I choose. Why? Well, their tea is whole leaf for a more full-bodied flavor. Plus, you can brew each bag twice, which gives you 30 cups per tin. They've got all the flavors you want, Earl Grey, peach apricot green tea, chamomile mint, and many others. The best part is a portion of all sales is donated to veterans and first responders. Visit artilleryteaco.com and support these guys. Not only do they make the best teas on the market, in my opinion, but you're also supporting veterans and first responders through every purchase. Right now, they're offering 10% off for podcast listeners. So visit artilleryteaco.com. That's artilleryteaco.com and enter promo code Charlie to receive your discount. That's artilleryteaco.com. Enter promo code Charlie and get 10% off. They're an amazing company. I really like them. They do a great job. Artilleryteaco.com. Artilleryteaco.com. Promo code Charlie. So they all sat in a room and they decided that they will never let it happen again. It's going to be the most aggressive political operation in modern history. We're going to try to stop Trump before he gets out of the gate. And there were multiple points to this. And they gave everybody different assignments. It's very clear. And they went to go work in their own areas. Mark Elias, you're going to keep on suing like wild, and you're going to try to relax the voting laws. Norm Eisen, you're going to do your thing with the Center for Ethics crew or whatever it's called, and you're going to try to prevent Trump from getting on the ballot at all. We're going to keep on calling it an insurrection. We're going to use the January 6th report. You're just going to try to prevent Trump from getting on the ballot. Norm Eisen, go crazy. Go sue everywhere you can. Reid Hoffman, go fund E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit. Go fund lawfare against Trump. Just make it hard for him to wake up every single day. Make it hard for him to operate. Just go fund every possible lawsuit. Eric Holder or Valerie Jarrett or what other smooth operator, you're going to get Alvin Bragg to indict him on this silly Stormy Daniels thing. You're going to get Big Fanny. And then finally, the Jack Smith thing. Not to mention, they're going to deploy infiltration type operations in the Republican primary to do everything they possibly can to stop Donald Trump from having a clear victory in the Republican primary. Now, that's one of the few things that went wrong. There's a couple things that went wrong. When they had this meeting, obviously 13 or 14 months ago, they were planning in 2023 that Trump would be in this nasty back and forth Republican primary on debate stages and it would defy the party. It's actually not happening. The party is consolidating with record velocity, and it's meshing together actually really beautifully. And one of the reasons is that when they were sitting around a table, Reid Hoffman and Lorene Powell Jobs and Norm Eisen and Mark Elias, again, we're speculating here, but they thought Ron DeSantis was actually going to be a good presidential candidate. Ron DeSantis, in a very unpredictable way, was one of the glitches in the regime's matrix in 2023. Nobody anticipated that this guy would short circuit the way he would. I mean, he's now in like third place behind Nikki Haley. The whole thing's a disaster. But the meeting and the attitude that came out of the meeting is that we will not allow the trauma of 2016 to happen again. And if we are accused of being too aggressive and not following rules and customs, who cares? Scorched earth. And you're starting to now see the nearly 14, 16, 18 months of planning come to the surface in a very rapid way. And by the way, there's more coming, and we can only speculate what that is. Just off the top of my head, I think they're going to try to crash Twitter. I think they're going to try to indict Elon Musk. I think they're going to try to do a DDoS attack, making it look like a foreign power going after Twitter, so Twitter goes dark. If I was them, I went through all of this the other day. It's quite a Christmas break, right? If I was the bad guys, what would I do? Of course, we talked about they're going to try to assassinate Donald Trump. Certainly hope that doesn't happen. That's definitely on the table for them. They've been talking about it for quite some time. They are writing articles about it. They're talking about how Trump is acting like Caesar. They're trying to set the precedent for that. But what else are they going to try to do? I mean, they might try another COVID-type hysteria. They might try an EMP-type attack. You have to think about this because the way that they're acting, they obviously haven't hit the crescendo. If we're only in December of 2023 and we're still talking about ballot access, we thought that ballot access would be the most aggressive thing they've done. No, they have other things planned. That's the other point I want to get here. And one of the things that they planned was they needed to take over the swing state apparatus. This is why they went so heavy in winning the Secretary of State's race here in Arizona. They have Adrian Fontes. That's why they have the Attorney General's office now in Arizona by 250 votes. Give me a break, 250 votes. This is also why we were warning and warning and warning and warning and warning. Hey, Ronna McRomney, RNC. By the way, the new RNC financials are out. It's an insult. She should resign. She's still spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in limos. I mean, we're going to get into this, but we were warning and warning and warning. Hey, Ronna, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is going to be really important. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race is going to be really important. If you guys remember our program back in the spring, we were one of the only people that was warning about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. You guys remember that? Maybe not. It's okay. We were kind of beating the drum. We had the candidate on. We were trying to get base turnout, and we had Scott Pressler. We did everything we can. We're not the size of the RNC, and obviously, we weren't successful. The Democrat won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. They don't hear anything about it. Okay, Charlie was doing all those bluster. Boom! Wisconsin Supreme Court, just a couple days ago, under the cover of Christmas, made a ridiculous ruling trying to redraw all the state legislative maps. But that was part of the plan. Ballot access, Supreme Court, Colorado, and Trump. You are living through a full forced aggression campaign that was planned nearly 18 months ago. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit StrongCell.com/Charlie. You're living through a plan, and they obviously have more things coming. And I have been trying to say this for some time, and we had a whole series of podcasts that you guys should listen to, and the answers were pretty good. I don't think we've done a good enough job wargaming out what they're going to have surprise. They obviously have surprises for us. What surprises does the Democrat war room have for us coming into 2024? By the way, please email me freedom@charliekirk.com. The top ones I can think of is trying to crash Twitter, trying to indict Elon Musk. Those are the top ones that are kind of asymmetrical, and you might not think of them initially or immediately. Now, obviously, they've been trying to kick Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Thankfully, today, Michigan Supreme Court says, no, actually, Trump can stay on the ballot. So no in Colorado, yes in Michigan. The United States Supreme Court hopefully is going to come in and end this once and for all. But let's focus on Wisconsin. We said the most important election in 2023 was the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Ronna McRomney couldn't be bothered to care about it. Obviously, she's too busy. I don't know what she's doing. The RNC is a complete joke, by the way. I'm going to go through some of these financials. Their cash on hand is historically bad. She's still spending money on really luxurious stuff, limos and cars and all this. Go rent a car. When I travel, I rent a car. What is this? Who do you think you are? Madonna? No, you're not. You're Ronna. So Democrats were very, very focused on Wisconsin going into this last year. They poured a ton of money into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and then people forgot about it. Well, so in Wisconsin, they control the governor's mansion, but the Wisconsin state legislature has eluded them. Like in a lot of states, it's hard for Democrats to win because the state is a mixture of 100% blue cities and then maybe 65, 70% everywhere else. Democrats have wasted a lot of votes in big cities, meaning that all their votes are concentrated. So if they win a certain legislative seat by 50 points, it doesn't matter. So what's their plan? Instead of trying to win over more voters, instead of trying to use the system as it was constituted, win the Supreme Court with a lot of out-of-state dark money, Wisconsin being a key to the White House, Wisconsin being a whole key to the rest of the country, and do a backdoor maneuver. While the RNC is too busy doing what? Taking your money and doing nothing and having a Washington, D.C. office, in Wisconsin, the Democrat war room, their plan is well underway. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court a year ago upheld the state's legislative election maps as constitutional. Fast forward to today, we lost that Supreme Court race back in the spring, and now they are saying we have to redraw all of the Wisconsin legislative maps. Democrats won some elections for the state Supreme Court, so now they have a blue majority. And like clockwork, the court just took a new case and ruled that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional and must be drawn from scratch. This is one of the secret weapons for the left in 2024, the courts, especially state courts. In fact, it was already their secret weapon in 2020, but Republicans haven't done a great job reacting to this. Remember how every election integrity measure just got thrown out the window in 2020 because of a COVID emergency? It was overwhelmingly state courts signing off on that. State courts let officials radically change signature verification standards or just ignore them entirely. State courts allowed unpostmarked ballots to come in after Election Day. It was like, oh yeah, one came in last year. Sure, it's fine. State courts destroyed the Constitution, and our U.S. Supreme Court should have came in, and Mark Levin was the one that articulated this beautifully. The Pennsylvania election in particular was conducted unconstitutionally. Now, all of this has come back with a vengeance. The Colorado ruling kicking Trump off the ballot, that was the sort of extremism you can only get in a state where the entire Supreme Court is unanimously far left. In fact, as we mentioned, the Michigan Supreme Court, which has a 4-3 Democrat majority, ruled that Trump can remain on the ballot. Now, where does all this come from? This is a surgical strike, a missile of Norm Eisen. Now, remember, they had their war room and everyone had their assignments. Mark Elias is to sue Baby Sue, sue Baby Sue, sue Baby Sue to make it easy to cheat and hard to verify. The mission statement of Mark Elias is make it easy to cheat and hard to verify. Easy to cheat and hard to verify. That's Mark Elias's mission statement. Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett is weaponize the administrative state against political opposition and opponents. Deploy Merrick Garland. Use the FBI. Raid James O'Keefe's home. Kick him out at Project Veritas. All this sort of stuff that's happening. It's not happening. Oh my goodness, everything. It's by design. You're living through the byproduct of a series of meetings where, at the very least, if you're not bought into, oh, they have a plan and all this, they did choose an attitude. They definitely war gamed part of this out, I think, to a great extent. We'll never prove all of it. Molly Ball showed us, by the way, in her Time magazine article, to the extent of which they war game stuff out. Weekly Zoom calls, shock troops in the streets, lawfare, mass mail and balloting, tons of money for ads. And so here's where Norm Eisen comes in. Norm Eisen is a hyper-aggressive Democrat operative. Now, you must remember, the left has literally hundreds of organizations. And by the way, it's immaterial whether or not there is actually a meeting of the minds. I think there was. Some people say, oh, that means that you believe in a conspiracy. Okay, let's put that aside, okay? What is, without a doubt, is that there's widespread agreement that the attitude of the left is that they have to launch a preemptive aggressive war. They have a political operation on the left of a scale we cannot comprehend. This is also why they can get so much more aggressive. When a liberal gets burned, they just go to a college or something and they have a guaranteed job. They become a professor. When a conservative gets burned, they get sent out into exile. It's amazing, actually, how many state legislators and governors' mansions and how many elections we win, considering the imbalance of the political operation of the left and the political operation of the right. It's actually hard to comprehend. So Norm Eisen, who I want to focus on for a second, co-founded the Citizens for Ethics and Responsibility in Washington, the nonpartisan group that brought the lawsuit in Colorado. Eisen personally authored 10 articles of impeachment against Trump long before Trump even did the phone call with Zelensky that justified the first impeachment against Donald Trump. CREW, the nonpartisan ethics watchdog, filed more than 200 lawsuits against Trump on emoluments and hotel rooms and Saudi princes. That was all Norm Eisen. Wear him down, wear him down, wear him down, wear him down by a war of attrition. Again, Donald Trump is such a beast that it doesn't work the way that it should. He's so unusual. You'll never find somebody else like him, everybody. I want to be honest. Other people would surrender, collapse. They would fold. They would sue for peace. He is so unique that I believe, honestly, that God has his hand on him at this point. I mean, there is no other explanation. That God has his hand on him in the sense that how could you possibly get through this sort of nonstop artillery every day? They're throwing something at him. And he seems to be more energy, more. I just spoke to him on the phone the other day. It's like unbelievable passion and energy. He's in a great mood. That's why they're one of the reasons why they're doing this is they have profiled him. In fact, Norm Eisen and Mark Elias and Valerie Jarrett and Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder and all the cabal members, they actually have profiled Donald Trump far better than establishment Republicans have. They're like, this guy will not give up. He's a Churchill, he's a Lincoln, he's a Washington. And I don't even know if he'll have that kind of impact, that lasting impact. I'm just talking as an attitude. From an attitude perspective, he doesn't give up. It's unlike anything we've ever seen. So Norm Eisen has thrown all this. It doesn't work. And so it's worth pointing out, the New York Times then ran an essay by Norm Eisen. A Trump conviction can cost him enough voters to tip the election. Well, thanks, Norm Eisen, as if we didn't know this. Mr. Eisen was special counsel to the House Judiciary Committee in the first impeachment. Great. And he says basically in the New York Times that if we can get Trump convicted, he'll lose the election. Thanks, Norm Eisen. Now we know your entire plan. We've known it all along, but they're telling us very clearly, the quiet part out loud. By the way, this is just something I want to be very clear. They're not acting very confident. You want some good news? You might say, oh my goodness. These are people that obviously have a plan. They're executing it with hyper-aggression and ferocity. But these are not confident people. They're not acting as if everything is going perfectly. Remember, they centrally plan everything. They centrally plan the 2020 election. And it just so happened it worked. They centrally plan the 2024 election, and it's not necessary. They're not. If you were to ask the Democrats, if you had Norm Eisen and all these people and you could listen into their private conversations, they're actually more worried than they are confident. The worry confidence matrix is out of balance right now for these people. By the way, all they do is worry because they're rats. They don't build anything. These people are relentless parasites on the country. They don't construct stuff. They don't look at how to create value. They don't try to take new risks to improve people's lives. All they do is lie, steal, cheat, destroy. Lie, steal, cheat, destroy. It's their modus operandi. That's Norm Eisen. That is Mark Elias. So their whole life is just like this massively paranoid existence. What an awful, awful way to live, by the way. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no love. Norm Eisen is the type of guy that's wondering if somebody poisoned the pizza to kill our family. Like, dude, calm down, okay? That's just his whole life is hyper paranoia. Imagine being married to that. When death is the worst thing you can fathom, you end up making the world a living hell. And we are literally being terrorized by these godless Democrats. And yes, I do call them demonic. There's no other explanation for this. These people are so relentless. It is so dark. There's obviously a spiritual war. But is Norm Eisen right? A Trump conviction could cost them enough votes to tip the election. They had a plan. They have a plan. How's it going? Not as well as they thought. And there might be some regret. You can't handle the truth. The truth is the clowns running this place live for chaos. Many of our problems could be solved overnight, but they let them be, and destruction fuels them. If you can handle the truth and you know that you're 9 meals away from anarchy, you need to visit MyPatriotSupply.com. You get $60 off a much-needed 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. This is the country's largest preparedness company, and My Patriot Supply is your fighting chance at survival. Sealed inside rugged packaging, these delicious meals last up to 25 years and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right in emergencies with this 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. At this low price, you can get one for everyone in your family. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free same-day shipping. Prepare right now at MyPatriotSupply.com before total chaos ensures. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The trauma of 2016 drives them and motivates them, and they had a plan. And the plan is underway. They have more surprises coming up in 2024. I want you to email me what you think they have in store for us. Freedom@CharlieKirk.com. One of the things that they underestimated, and Norm Eisen, who was probably, we must be aggressive, indict, sue, kick off the ballot, go as strong as you can. However, they didn't anticipate, as Blake says in our chat, is it making Trump less popular or is it making him more sympathetic? I can tell you from personal experience. I was doing Christmas grocery shopping and some people were coming up and they were talking and they said, Charlie, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, you know, Trump's going to be the nominee. And one person is so powerful. They said, I can't stand Trump, but I love him now. I said, well, that's a walking contradiction. Can you explain that to me? They said, oh, Trump's annoying and he's a narcissist and he's prideful and he lies, but I'm 100% voting for him. And I said, because the policy said, no, because it's so wrong that a government would target an opposition leader. I'm all in. I said, wow. So you hate him, but you love him. I was trying to understand this. They said, yes. They said, it's because I hate the bad guys so much that it makes me like him more. Don't underestimate that driver. Now, there's a video here that is so powerful. It was designed as a video to troll Trump supporters. They went to a Pledge to Caucus Trump support, the Young Turks did, and interviewed Trump supporters. They're trying to make it look like a cult. It had the exact opposite impact. They start interviewing people. Hey, would you not vote for Trump for $1 million. Would you? And their answers are unbelievable. This is why Norm Eisen and Mark Elias and these degenerate scum are so surprised. Because no matter how hard they try, they can't break the will of the American people. These are muscular class, blue collar, plumbers. This one guy says, no, I'll stay broke because the country means more. You can't break this, everybody. What was intended as a video to mock us is a perfect example of our greatest asset, the anti-fragile grassroots. Play cut 15.
If somebody gave you $1 million to not vote for Donald Trump, would you take it?
No.
A million?
No.
I'll go halvesies with you.
No.
Okay.
I need my country back.
If someone came up to you and said, I'm going to give you $1 million for you not to vote for Trump or not to caucus for Trump here in Iowa, but Biden becomes president, would you take the million?
Absolutely not. Can't buy that.
If you were offered $2 million not to vote for Donald Trump, would you take it?
Well, it's secret balloting, right? I can say what I did and they'll have to believe me.
That's true. Good point. What if you were offered $3 million not to support Donald Trump? Would you take it?
No. No.
Would you go halvesies with me? Could I make a sweet deal, a sweeter deal?
No.
I could use $1.5 million.
No. 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 The country means more to me than money.
If you were offered $3 million to not vote for Donald Trump, would you take it? $3 million.
No, no, no. Our country deserves better. So the country really does deserve better.
Would you want him to take the $3 million?
Absolutely not.
Somebody came up with a check and said, I'll give you $3 million not to vote for Trump.
Nope.
I'll stay broke.
Yeah. They can take the money and shove it.
I'll stay broke. Do you think that our elites think that way? No, they've sold out the country for far less. That's a movement that is going to win eventually. You can't break that movement. I'll pay you $3 million. No, I'll stay broke. Because what he loves is more than money. I'm proud to be associated with that movement. The Young Turks and the liberals, they're mocking us on Twitter over this video. Ah, they're a bunch of cultists that want to vote for Trump so bad they don't want to take $1 million. Look at that. Every one of their answers was about the country, something that I know you on the left don't understand because you're trying to destroy it every single day. That's a beautiful testament to what we have on the American right. If you go to Bernie Sanders or AOC rallies, you could offer them free weed and they wouldn't vote. Yeah, sure, whatever. There's something very powerful happening here. So Norm Eisen, how's it going? And the answer is they're worried because our base is strengthening and expanding. Trump Democrats helping destroy the Obama coalition of black people, Hispanics, and youth. Young men are coming our direction. Hispanics are coming our direction. Black voters remains to be seen. I think black men are going to come our direction in a powerful way. They have a plan, and you're living through it with more surprises in store. But if that video is any indication of what our side believes and motivates them, watch out. We're tougher than them. We want it more than them. We're going to outwork them. And we value the country over money. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.